Sounds like the passengers are waking up and back to partying again.
Mojo, I'm going to look for the Contessa.
I'm going to join Jack on the bridge. Where's the captain? Isn't anyone minding the ship?
Mojo, we're not going anywhere.
I don't know about that. You hear those propellers?
Oh my God, I think you're right. We are moving.
And there's nobody here to steer the ship. Oh man, I get to drive.
And when did you learn to fly a Zeppelin?
I'm learning right now.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
I'm heading back to those floating islands.
Mojo, even the captain didn't know where they were. He discovered them by accident, by being blown there by a storm.
You see that blackness over there? Now there's another storm.
Oh my God, and we're headed right into it.
I'm gonna whirl this thing around just like I saw the captain do, and we're going to run with the storm.
I better find the captain.
Hey man, have some faith.
Where's Captain Van Baumbaum? Sir, have you seen any... Madam, hello? Hello? Nothing. It's like I don't exist.
Jack? What's happening?
I think we're about to encounter a hurricane.
Where is Mojo?
He's steering the ship.
Does he know how?
No.
Aren't you going to help?
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to find the captain.
Did you see that lightning?
Where the heck is the captain's quarters?
The storm is now upon them. A wind suddenly grasps the great airship and flings it forward.
Wee!
The passengers scramble for whatever they can hold on to, and in the cockpit, Mojo plants his feet and hangs on to the ship's wheel.
Man, we are sailing now!
Jack and Claudine stagger into the cockpit as the winds tilt the ship this way and that.
Mojo, I can't find the captain.
Oh, that's okay. I got it under control.
Mojo, when did you learn to fly a Zeppelin?
He didn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Lightning flashes across the bow of the great Zeppelin as the black, boiling clouds fling the ship forward.
Oh, man. There's more to driving this than I thought.
Do you know what you are doing?
I've been playing a computer game where they teach you how to fly a Zeppelin. But the controls here are in German. To me, it's all boxes dust.
Who has taken over my ship?
Oh, thank God. Here comes Captain Van Baumbaum.
Mojo, you are handling the controls?
Well, yeah, man, but I wasn't planning on this.
Here. Let me...
Captain, where were you?
I was in my cabin asleep. And suddenly I wake up and we are moving. I stand up and I'm being tossed this way and that way and this way.
Oh, the storm, it came out of nowhere, just like before.
Yeah, I remember. Who could forget?
Onwards the ship is hurled, the winds howl, lightning flashes as thunder crashes around them. And then suddenly, they're free of the storm. Once again, the clouds vanish. The vast sky of blue surrounds them. The captain relaxes.
That was worse than the last time, yeah?
Man, that's no way to practice flying in a Zeppelin.
You did good, Herr Mojo. In calm skies, you learn much better.
Will you show me how to fly your ship, Captain?
You do not fly an airship like an airplane, madam. You sail it like a sailing ship.
Will you teach me?
A woman? It will take a long time, Fräulein. Yeah, why not? I teach everyone.
Wow, look. It looks like we're back.
What do you mean?
You see, out there, we're back among the islands.
The islands that float in the sky?
Huh. Oh, man. That storm blew us right back there again.
It is not where we were before.
You know, you're right. That's a different island down there.
Captain, mind if I borrow your telescope?
No. Here, take it. Tell me what you see, though.
No city on this island.
No life? Nothing?
Wait, there's vegetation. And there is something down there. It's a strange kind of building. It may be a kind of a temple. It looks like a stupa.
A stupa? Are you certain?
It's shaped like one. Round, with a kind of crown on top.
What is a stupa?
It's a spiritual mound or heap.
No, come on.
Yeah, the real stupas, protected relics of the Buddha or his followers.
But is it a real stupa?
No, it's got a similar shape.
Does it appear weathered, abandoned?
No, it looks like it's in pretty good shape.
Can I take a look?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yes, I see what you mean.
No jungles?
No, but it's very green. It appears to be landscape.
There are lawns?
Not exactly, but everything is very orderly. There's definitely a design, or an intelligence behind the design.
Oh, on the other island, the vines had intelligence too?
Yes.
These floating islands are man-made, so why wouldn't they have been landscaped?
That's true, but when they've been abandoned for so long, it would seem that nature would take its course.
Yeah, but this is an exception.
Capitaine, will we be able to explore the island?
Yes, we will be stopping for repairs. One of the rudders was damaged.
Again? Oh, didn't this happen the last time?
It is not the same rudder.
Are you going to moor the Zeppelin to the top of the stupa?
No. We do not want to defile something that may be sacred.
I saw an old tower up on a hill. It's probably no defiling if you tie up there.
Let me see. Yeah, good. And there are no vines clinging to the tower. I believe we will be safe.
Great. We'll have a chance to look around.
It will be dark soon. We will moor the ship. We can explore tomorrow.
That sounds good to me.
It's a bright, sunny morning as they slowly descend from the gondola of the Zeppelin down to the surface of the floating island.
Man, that air smells good.
This island must be inhabited. Everything looks so orderly.
Mojo, are you sensing anything?
There's a lot going on here.
What do you mean?
Compared to that last island in that crazy jungle, this island feels neat and manicured, and I feel we're being watched.
Well, as Captain Baum 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 said, we may be seen as invading aliens.
But where is everyone?
I'm beginning to regret that we didn't take along Captain's Mauser M.Z. Meishwai Schnellfjord.
Oh, man. Waving a gun around is not a nice way of saying, hey, how you doing?
With a gentle thump, the wicker basket settles down on the grassy knoll. The three adventurers climb out and cautiously look about. It's strangely very quiet.
Herr Flanders!
Oh, yes, Captain.
What do you see?
Well, I have the impression the whole island was designed by a landscaper.
And the stupa?
We're headed in that direction now. But except for a few birds and bugs and trees and bushes, there's not much life down here.
I've got the feeling that we're being scrutinized.
What was that?
Mojo feels we're being observed.
Do you feel you're in danger?
No. It's just that we're not alone.
Be careful.
Oh, we will.
I'm feeling something. It's like I don't know, but it's like a curiosity.
Man, it's got a presence, and I don't think it's human.
Are you feeling any hostility?
No, not at all.
Like Claudine said, it's curious.
Do you know where it's coming from?
Well, it feels like it's everywhere.
The whole island?
Yeah, like everything's alive down here.
This is very feminine.
Maybe we're going to be greeted by a band of Amazons.
Mm-mm. Like Mojo said, it isn't human.
Well, it's nothing like traveling with a couple of psychics for sidekicks. You two are giving me the creeps.
Herr Flanders?
Oh, yes?
There is something down there. It has been moving on a tangent to you.
What is it?
It appears to be a bush.
Why would a bush be stalking us?
Well, Captain, do you think it's camouflage?
That is possible.
Mojo, do you see anything moving?
No, not yet.
It will be intersecting with you. It is on your port side.
What side is that?
The left side.
Oh, my God! Yes, there it is!
Wow, that's some bush!
Wait a minute. Look, it's shrinking.
Man, it's some kind of mechanical plant woman.
She's drawing in her foliage.
She's beginning to look a little like the robot right out of Metropolis.
I've never seen a woman with a bush like that.
I guess one of us had to say that.
Oh, you two, stop it.
She's the strangest looking mechanical woman I've ever seen.
She looks part robot and part plant.
Her branches and leaves sure look real before she drew them in.
She's much smaller now.
Yeah, she's only about 7 feet tall now.
You want to walk up and give her a high five?
No way, man. She's got hands of iron.
How can you two stand here and make jokes?
I'm joking because my feet done failed me.
Ugh, don't be so silly.
I want to see her teeth.
Well, if they're made of steel, I'm hoofing it back to the ship.
Ugh, well, you two can stay here, but I'm going to talk to her.
Ask her if she knows French.
She don't look French to me.
I guess not. No beret, right?
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Pouvez-vous me comprendre?
I think she's trying to speak.
I squeak.
Nous sommes venus sur un vaisseau aérien. Nous sommes des visiteurs. Pouvez-vous parler?
I guess it's been a while. She sounds a little rusty.
What is it about mechanical women that makes me want to tell jokes?
Mojo, I'd rather not know.